الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم آذان لا يسمعون بها أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل أولئك هم الغافلون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله وقال الله تبارك وتعالى قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected elders, friends and brothers, first and foremost we thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, by His grace and mercy and kindness alone, He has blessed us and endowed us with the complete and perfect deen. He has blessed us with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is one of the greatest ni'mat of Allah. To have the kalima, and along with that kalima, to live our lives according to the demands and dictates of this kalima, this is the greatest favor of Allah over us. And it will be dependent our success for the short worldly life at the time of mort. When we are going to be in our qabrs, in the darkness or in the desolation and the loneliness of that pit, that qabr, and at the time when the souls, each and every soul, each and every human being from the time of Adam alayhi salam, right till that last person coming before the occurrence of Qiyamah, likewise every jinn from the first right till the last when they will be resurrected, And each and every one will be summoned in the court of Allah, and each and every one will have to give the account of this worldly life. At that time, it will be this kalima, and it will be this deen that the reciter of this kalima, who fashioned his life around this kalima, that he will find this very, very difficult phase in his existence. He will find it very easy by the grace of Allah. So in short, every type of conceivable success, or rather the true and the real success, it is only in Allah's deen. We are fortunate that Allah has given us this deen without being entitled. Nowadays we are living in the world of entitlement, that every human person, every human being, Every person, every individual, on whatever account, on whatever basis, but everyone has this very high sense of entitlement. Allah, who is ghani, Allah is independent, Allah is aloof. Allah has no need. Allah is free from everyone and every need. Allah is samad. That he fulfills needs without having any need. And not just fulfilling the needs, he knows the needs of each and every of his creatures and all his creation, and at one and the same time. And what is that quality of Samad? It entails that he alone has the power, the capacity, and the ability and the kudrat from his vast and unseen and unlimited treasures to fulfill the needs of each and every of his creatures. And to such an extent that because he is Alim and Hakim, that he has all the knowledge and he is most wise, that what is beneficial for his creatures and for creation, and like that each and every one of us and each and every creature on the face of this earth, whether they are in the mountains, whether they are in the earth, in the oceans, in between the skies, Allah alone knows. And because he is Rahim and Kareem, he is most kind and most merciful, he knows what is good and beneficial for us. He knows what is bad and what is harmful for us. That is why we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That all praise, any type of praise which is conceivable, or the highest of praises by which anyone might have been praised, or praises which might have been uttered at any time, more worthy than that, and many times, hundreds and thousands and millions of times more than that, Allah alone is worthy of praise and thana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That if there is real praise and true praise, it is for our Allah alone. And Allah, without us being entitled, without us putting any application or making any reservation, he has blessed us with this beautiful and complete and perfect deen. And moreover, he has made us reciters of this La ilaha illallah, and coupled with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we were not to be made in any other ummah of any other Nabi, but Allah by his kindness alone has made us in the ummah of his most beloved, the most precious of all creation, the most virtuous of all creation, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the leader of all anbiya and all creation, the imam of anbiya and all creation. Allah has made us and given us connection with this great Nabi. Some of the great ulama in the history of Islam and deen, that they have penned and noted that just to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the greatest ni'mat and favor of Allah over us. All the physical ni'mats, material ni'mats, some more, some less, these are also ni'mats of Allah. But the greatest ni'mat of Allah one is to be able to say La ilaha illallah, to have uttered La ilaha illallah, to have uttered Muhammadur Rasulullah, and to identify with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And yes, the test and the challenge comes here because human beings are forgetful. That where is the challenge? That are we prepared to fashion our lives and mold our lives and our hearts and our whole body according to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We have the greatest power that there can be, which is this kalima. Allah has given it to us. That there is no force or no power or no might in existence which can come into opposition or conflict or overcome or overrun this great and powerful and mubarak and precious kalima of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to appreciate and make shukr for this great ni'mat that he has endowed us with. Because the key to the success, as I have mentioned, in this short and worldly life, it is not dependent on any material form, it is not dependent on any material shape, it is not dependent on a person's wealth, it is not dependent on a person's acquisitions, It is not dependent on his properties or his portfolios or his power or his status or his position. But his real success and true success and a good life, a life which is filled and brimming with peace of heart, peace of mind in this worldly life, it is only dependent on obedience to Allah and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, "Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'minun falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyiba." That whoever will do good actions. Now yes, Ibn Ulama observe and explain, in this particular ayah, good actions was mentioned first and then iman. Wahuwa mu'min. Whoever will do good actions, whilst they have iman, they are mu'min. The ulama explained, because you get human beings who do good also. They do not believe in Allah, but they do good, and sometimes on our tongues also it comes that so and so, yes, that they have this quality, they have this behavior, their conduct is so good, they are doing so much good actions. Yes, that is another matter also. That also has been loaned from the barakat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because in itself they have just the semblances of the deen or the remnants of the deen which was left behind for them by their Nabi. It was distorted after the Nabi. So nonetheless, Allah says good actions but coupled with iman. A person does any good action but he does not have iman in Allah, Allah says that for those type of people, Allah will recompense them and Allah will reward them in this world. This is the workings of Allah and the wisdom of Allah, which we cannot even fathom, which we cannot understand. But this little is sufficient, that Allah, anyone does any good, even it be a disbeliever, he will be recompensed in this world, so that by Allah, in the akhirat, he will not have any demand or any claim. So Allah's adl and Allah's quality of being just, it is so complete and perfect. On the other hand, with the believers, it is only oceans and oceans and oceans of rahmat. On the day of Qiyamah, such a person will be presented in front of Allah. He will be summoned. Imagine a person being summoned now. No bail now. Now he's being taken to the jail. He knows now that there's no way out for me. When his accounts will be read, that this and this and this and this, it will be huge, huge mountains of wrong and sin, of ma'asiyat, of guna. Now he will have come to the conclusion that, you know what, I'm condemned now. I'm condemned to the fire. And then he is preparing himself, bracing himself now for that final announcement that you are now, yours is going to the fire, your lot. And then it will be told, no. There is still one thing that still has to be weighed. It is still remaining, so wait for that. And Allah Ta'ala describes that picture of the akhirat. That's why we are encouraged that every one of us, that to contemplate more and more and more and more about the akhirat, because that is our real life, our real abode. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after making hijrat, amongst the first things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did was to build that masjid. And the ulama have described that beautiful scene when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of Allah himself, he is lending a hand to the erection or the erecting of that masjid, the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Muhajirin and the Ansar, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they each one of them, full of enthusiasm with the spirit of making Allah happy. No other thought, no other agenda in their hearts. That they are building that masjid. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, looking at this scene, is reciting those couplets, "Allahumma la aish illa aish al-akhirah." A beautiful couplet from the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a reminder for us now and forever till the last person coming, that the real life, the real comfort and the real luxuries and the rest and the take it easy moments, it is not in this dunya. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allahumma la aish illa aish al-akhirah. Faghfir lil muhajira wa ansara. And oh Allah, make maghfirat of the muhajirin and the ansar. So anyone who is undergoing this great deception that this life of this world, it is the real life, it is the life of enjoyment, this is a great, great deception. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exhorted us and turned our attention and our direction from this static and from such a place where Allah did not look at with the sight of mercy after creating it. That is this dunya. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rather directed our attention and our efforts and our energies for the akhirat, that oh my Allah, there is no comfort here, there is no luxury here. My comfort and my luxury, my ummah's comfort and luxury, and every human being's comfort and luxury, it is the akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this deen. It is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. These are the words of the kalima, which are very, very high, noble, precious. Just on account, as we're saying, that person will be preparing now himself to go to the fire. It will be told to him, just wait. Allah says about that day of hisab, when a wrongdoer will see, he will say, Ma li hadal kitab. That what is this book? What is this kitab? La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. That it has not left out no big, no small, except that it has covered and encapsulated every action that I have done. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَادِرًا. And every person that is going to be summoned and have to give account, he will find everything that he did, he will find it in that book. And Allah says, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. That your Rabb will not commit, be unjust to anybody on that day. How he will say, rent for rent, penny for penny, cent for cent. So on that time, this person will be now in that state of condemnation that I'm all lost now. And he will be told, just wait a moment. There is one more thing. What will be an old scrap of parchment or paper? He said, this was one thing that was in your favor. Now it will be put onto the other side of the scale. And it is said, as it comes in the hadith, that all the mountains of the wrongs that he did, that one piece of paper or parchment, it will go down so hard and heavy that all those wrongs will evaporate. And we are taught in the hadith and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will be told to him that this was your testimony and your shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That so great and vast is that mercy of Allah in the akhirat. But for that, my friends and brothers, the ulama explained that one are the words of the kalima when it is so powerful. But along with those words, there is a whole life and a lifestyle that we will have to make effort to bring into ourselves. Those words of the kalima is on the tongue. Yes, we mean it for the heart. But from the heart now, it must move into every part of our body, that our human bodies, that they must become manifestations and expressions of complete subservience and submission to Allah. That is La ilaha illallah. That is why our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in the beautiful hadith that Ala inna fil jasadi mudgha. That listen attentively, that in your bodies there is one piece of flesh. Now the ulama explained, it is not this physical heart, although it is the spiritual heart, and there is some connection because it is close, according to the mystics and the ulama, it is close to the area where the heart, the physical heart is. But nonetheless, they write and explain that that heart, that spiritual heart, it has an impact on that piece of flesh also. Nonetheless, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when that piece of flesh is sound and good and healthy, then the whole body will be sound and healthy, it will be good. And when that piece of flesh becomes corrupt, when it becomes sick, when it becomes unhealthy, then that unhealthiness and that illness and that illness, it spreads throughout of the body. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then explained, then eventually, if it was good, the heart was absorbing good, it spreads through the body, then the eyes will be good, the ears will be good, the hands will be good, the feet will be good, the mind will be good. Every action that will come out from that body will be good. The tongue will be good. And when that becomes corrupt, then it will spread out through every part of the body, then the eyes become corrupt, the ears become corrupt, the tongue becomes corrupt, the limbs and the hands, feet become corrupt. Now what happens? That this, on the one hand, that insan and that human being, he is truly a human being. Because he is mindful of Allah and he has adopted the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's why his heart is good. Or rather, to make our hearts healthy and good, that this is the way we have to go. It is to fashion our lives according to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And on the other hand, that person who has become sick because his heart has become sick, and due to niggardliness, ghaflat, negligence, unmindfulness. So that person now becomes as if he is a machine of destruction, of facade. That wherever he will go, there will be facade. Wherever he will go, there will be khair. That is how beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us that tuba, that good news and good fortune for that person that Allah has made a miftah, a key for khair, for every type of good. And regret and sorrow and worry for that person that Allah has made a key for mischief and facade and chaos and corruption. He is the key for that, and he's become a lock and a barricade and a barrier for all khair and all good. So ulama have explained that this heart is such that if effort is not made, it will become unmindful. It will be overtaken with ghaflat. There are three layers to the heart which are protecting that heart. That slowly, gradually, imagine like a filter or a sponge that it starts going through, then it becomes seep, it goes to the next level, and then eventually it starts overtaking the heart. That is why the first line of effort, and this is what is wanted in this effort of Dawat and Tabligh, that we start with La ilaha illallah. Such that to remove every other, anyone, anything else, everyone else, everything else, which is a barrier between me and my Allah, to take it out, and my heart must once again be filled with Allah. This is La ilaha illallah, to take out every ghair, every other from our hearts. In other words, to once again to laundry our hearts and to clean our hearts. And we have to imbue it and fill it with Allah. Through the word of Allah, speaking of Allah, listening about Allah, being obedient to Allah. And this was the way and the message, and not just the message, and the effort of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. From Adam alayhi salam and until our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who is the final and last Nabi. And because of that great sacred connection that every one of us and the reciter of this Mubarak Kalima has, they have been endowed with this great honor and responsibility of doing the work of the Anbiya and the special work and responsibility of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So La ilaha illallah, submission completely to Allah, that I can die, but my Allah's command, my Allah's deen, that it must be elevated. So for that effort has to be made. So that is the talk, and this is the purpose of this Dawat and Tabligh. The jamaats come, go, 4 months, 40 days, 3 days. There's talim in the masjid, there's talim in the home. This is once again to revive those hearts which have become sick. The heart where the terminals of that battery has become very, very, very weak. That it needs a recharging immediately. Otherwise that battery will go dead and then the heart will become dead. So this is that effort. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, that when he restarted this great effort, he used to go into ecstasy and he used to say that I have been given this jewel of the first century. And really, my friends and brothers, that we have to ask the true ulama and the mystics and the mashayikh that the writings with regards to deen and living as a good Muslim and a human being, that all that the pious mashayikh have written and all the ulama have written and all the volumes of living a good life, that we will find it encoded in the simple but dynamic effort of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, which is Dawat and Tabligh. Fashion around these six sifat and actions, which we all might have heard, which all we try, we Allah give us, that we become conscientious and bring it into our lives. That to make effort on our kalima, to make effort on namaz, punctual on namaz, in our homes, our families, our children, our wives, our neighborhood, our locality, and in the whole world. So namaz. Ignorance is widespread. We are living in such an age now where great efforts are being made that munkar must become ma'roof. Nabi Sassam already prophesied. I don't have to expound and just explain in what ways we see, we read, we know we are intelligent. That in what fashions and ways that munkarat, which is haram, which is filth, nations have been destroyed on account of these one munkars and wrongs and sins, that now they are being presented in such a way that it is ma'roof, it is acceptable, it is good. And anyone who speaks any other way or opposes, then that person actually is frowned upon. So such a time that we are going through now, it has started. That Nabi Sallallahu told the Sahaba once, for the Ummah, that what will be your condition on that day when ma'roof will become munkar and munkar will become ma'roof. In short, good will become bad and bad will be considered good. And then further, what will be your condition when you will encourage people to do bad and you will stop them from doing good? Allah protect us all. So to bring this holistic effort of Dawat and Tabligh into our lives, into our homes, we forward ourselves. We have the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no time now. But such a life Allah has given us through the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ulama write that the first creation that was created amongst the ulama explained was the nur of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now imagine with whom do we have connection. It is, and the ulama write further that it is on the basis of this nur, that from this nur, every Nabi, when he became a Nabi, he was, and all the Anbiya were given their Nabuwa through the nur of this nur, which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every wali that was made a wali, he got it from that nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to be submit complete to Allah on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. In short, without going into all the details, Allah is our Rabb, He is kind, merciful. He says, whatever your Nabi has given you, you embrace it. Blindfolded also, but it has come from my Nabi, it is established, it is from my Nabi, take it wholeheartedly, embrace it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ. And what if he has prohibited you from, that you stay away from it, without letting your think tank and your intelligence and your faculties go into play. My Nabi has said it is good, this is enough for me. My Nabi has said this is not good for me, this is enough for me. So for this, my friends and brothers, to revive and to recharge and to ignite that iman which is in us. We all want good. We all see in conditions. A Muslim does not despair, but we have this great effort of Nabuwat which is going on in our midst. So let us all take that opportunity. Tonight also there will be program. Jamaat come go. Let us start immediately. Encourage our wives, our children, our youth to become part and parcel of this great effort, inshallah. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq.